Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Appropriating the word, Father, Let me not go the same way I came. Reach out to me, Jesus. Send me your word. Send me your word of healing. Send me your word of rescue. My soul must escape like the soul of the fowler. I have escaped. I'm escaping. I will escape. I'm escaping. I shall be rescued. My family shall be rescued. My life will not remain the same again. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given praise. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you because you are true to your word. Thank you because your word will not fail. Thank you because the service will answer for everyone. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let every longing heart be filled in this hour. Let every captive be loosed. Let the faith of your people deliver this service. In the name of Jesus. O God of rescue, rescue everyone again in this service. What was meant to be for tears, Lord, turn into joy. What was meant to be for obstacle, turn into miracle. Let every test become a testimony. In the name of Jesus. Satisfy every longing soul, even in this service, in the name of Jesus. For all you do, we vow to give you the glory. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let your amen please be louder as you can. If you receive it, say the loudest amen. Help you welcome your neighbor to the left and right. Tell them you are welcome to God's presence. God, we do you good today. In Jesus' mighty name. You want to celebrate the Lord with a clap offering? As you take your seat. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ still heals today. Will somebody say that with me, please? The louder you can. And it will confirm it this month in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. We begin a series from this Sunday, walking in dominion over sickness and disease. Walking in dominion over sickness and disease. Today will be part one. And we keep building every Sunday until we get into the last week. But by the time this month is over, it shall be said about you, you are in health, you are in strength, and you are in vitality. I thought you'd say a loud amen. Dominion is God's will for his people. Genesis 1 verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping things that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27, so the Lord made man in his own image. The image of God, he created them, male and female. Somebody say male and female. So there is no sex discrimination here. The man is created to dominate. The woman is also created to dominate. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 27, it says, and the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. So the end time church is ordained to walk in dominion. Say with me, I'm ordained to walk in dominion. In all spheres of our life. And this includes dominion over sickness and over disease. It includes it. The Bible says all dominion shall be under them. All. Not some. All. Including sickness and disease. Psalm 110, verse 1 to 2. The Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies thy footstool. Sit until I make your enemies what? Thy footstool. Verse 2, the Lord shall send forth the rod of his strength out of Zion, saying, rule thou. In what? In the midst of your enemy. So the enemy is not the issue. Our repositioning is the issue. God says, rule in the midst. So no matter what you do, the enemies will always be there. Satan will always be there. But in the midst of the enemy, we are ordained to still dominate. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. Jesus said, I give unto you power to tread on serpent and scorpions. And over what? All. Did he say some? Did he say some? Did he say some? Over how many powers, please? How many powers do you have? Over all powers, including sickness and disease. These are the saying of Jesus, and he cannot lie. Including sickness and disease. And nothing shall buy the enemies hurt you. That is why in Isaiah 33 and verse 24, he said, it shall come to pass that the inhabitant shall say, I am sick. Shall not say, meaning a time will come that Zion shall be sickness free. That's what he said. Zion shall say, shall not say, I am sick, because you will look for it and you won't find it. Am I speaking to a believer in the house? I said, am I speaking to a believer in the house? Am I speaking to a believer in the house? A time it shall be said that in your family they don't die young. If that word is for you, you can say a loud amen. It shall be said about you, they don't die young. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are spiritual. The weapons of our warfare, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 to 5. They are not carnal, but they are mighty in God, the Bible says, in verse 3 of 2 Corinthians, to withstand all forces of the enemy. They are not carnal, they are spiritual. They are not physical, they are spiritual. We are in a battle over the forces of wickedness. And I can tell you the truth, it is fiercest and becoming more fiercest. Revelation 12 and verse 12. Let's look at that quickly. It's becoming more fiercest. Therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down to you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has a short time. Satan is in his fiercest. And so you will hear some kind of sicknesses that we have never had before, like COVID-19. And the entire air shut down for almost 2 years. You hear some diagnoses that we have never had before. You read Genesis chapter 28, begin to read up to the end, and begin to hear the Bible talks about sicknesses that don't even have name. Because we are in a battle. And that is the reason why you must be angry. Because sickness is not your friend. This is the reason why you should not settle and manage your pill. Because there is no sickness that is your friend. There is no disease. Satan is come down to you with the fiercest of all battles. If I can't stop God's agenda, let me stop him. That's what Satan is simply saying. If I can't stop the dream, let me stop the dreamer. Are we making sense now? John 10:10. The thief come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So there is no disease and there is no sickness that is your friend. Wake up. And don't manage. And don't settle. Hallelujah. As a young teenager, I have a very close friend of mine, schoolmate of mine, who one joyful afternoon after we have played, he began to complain of headache. My head, headache. I'm having headache. In the afternoon, we are talking about 2 p.m. all the way to 3 p.m. By 7 p.m., we lost him. I can't recover from that. Every time I remember that day, I saw this young man being walked off. The only thing he complained was headache. And by 7 p.m., he was no more. Satan is not your friend. Please don't settle. Don't manage the sickness. Don't settle. For we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. If you don't wrestle, you can't settle. For the kingdom of God suffers violent, and the violent taketh it out by force. So we take our inheritance in this kingdom not by choice, by force. Not by luck, by force. Yes, it is freely given, but it must be forcefully taken. Are we making sense? 2 Peter 1, verse 3. Freely given. He has given us all things. All things. Somebody say all things. He said, according to his divine power, has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Everything about the settlement of your life has been given, freely given. But please note, it does not fall on the lap. It says, from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffer violence, and only the violent, Matthew 11:12, shall do what? Take it by force. We take it by force. Ephesians 6:16. Take the shield of faith. Take it, and you quench every fiery darts. Anything Satan brings your way, including sickness and disease, you quench it. Somebody say, I hear. This month is your month. I said, this month is your month. This month shall be your month. Amen. I said, this month shall be your month. Amen. As we take responsibility. I was saying it here on Wednesday. In that great service. Shouting it loud. Listen to me. You don't need anybody. You only need yourself. Blind Bartimaeus said, you think I'm joking? Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Today is today. I am meant to be healed. Are you catching that now? The pity party who were pitying him. And there are people like that in your life. Hello? Have you taken your drugs in the morning? Oh, yeah, yeah. Take it. Take it, eh? Don't worry. God knows the best. No, I worry. God does not know the best because I know the best. What is the best? The best is that I should be healed. And they will pity party you until when Satan take you out. We try though. What try? I have said and I keep saying continually, the church of Christ is becoming too passive for the miracle they want. Too passive, sir. Nobody prayed for me. I killed sickle cell anemia life as a teenager. Nobody prayed. I didn't go to meet any bishop. Nobody. I took my destiny by my hand. When they gave me all those diagnoses and they kept telling me, we are not sure you will see your 19th birthday. I took my destiny by my hand. Satan, you are not going to kill me before my time. No! I took it by my hand. So please, if we are talking today, we didn't just show up. There are battles we have fought. There are battles some of us have fought. Are you catching what I'm saying now? Please don't settle. That's all I'm saying. God cannot speak empty words. Do you know if you are serious, this month is not meant to pass you by. That sickness is meant to be dead. Because God cannot call the month, I heal today, and leave your healing till next 3 months. It means, is God a liar? No. No. But too many Christians are too passive. Religion is the greatest enemy of Christianity today. People just come to church. They are not in touch. You believe me that somebody will leave this service and ask the person after 1 hour what pastor said? He won't remember anything. Then you ask him, why did you come to church? Nothing. He's just having fun. Oh, the song was good. The pastor came. He was just talking. He talked. He talked many things. But I like him, sir. I like him. What kind of... I'm not getting it. And yet, you see people will come and tell you, the pastor said, I heard unto the word, I have my testimony. We all had the same thing, true of us. That's what they told him. Every one of us is thronging you. Jesus said, no, I'm not talking about thronging me. Somebody touched me. Somebody. Somebody that mean their business. Somebody that knew what they want. May you know what you want. And may it come to your hand this month. Please help me ask your neighbor. I hope you are in touch. You are not just in church. What is their response, please? But note, the word of God is the all-purpose balm that heals all manner of sickness, all manner of diseases. The word of God. Jeremiah 8:22 and 23. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? He said, why then is the health of my daughters not recovered? There is a balm in Gilead. Matthew 8 and verse 16. The Bible tells us that when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed of the devil. He cast out the spirit. Remember, it's a spiritual battle. But he dealt with them with his words. Somebody say his words. He sent forth the word. The word healed them. And the word did what? deliver them. Psalm 107 and verse 20. God's word is enough. God's word is enough. Somebody say with me, God's word is enough. The louder you can say God's word is enough. The loudest you can say God's word is enough. Luke chapter 5 and verse 17. And Jesus was preaching and teaching, and the power of God was present to heal. So every time you come to church and you are hearing preaching and teaching, it means the power is present. Luke chapter 6 verse 17. Almost the same thing, and making emphasis. The Bible says they came, and as they came unto him, the last part of it, which came to hear him and to be healed. There is something about the word. There is something about the word. There is something about the word. And as the word is going throughout this season, I decree in the name of Jesus that the healing power will touch you. As we sang in this service, it touched me and it made me whole. That will be your testimony this month. I said that will be your testimony this month. In Matthew chapter 8 and verse 8, the centurion said, speak the word only, and my servant will be made whole. You see, you must value the word. Speak the word only. Somebody say the word only. It's all I need. Speak the word only. I don't need the touch. I need the word. I just need the word. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. May you find your word this month. May you find your word this season. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say I receive it. So we must not despise the weapon that we have. For they are mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. In that account of David, Goliath was looking at David and telling David, am I a dog that you bring sling? Are you okay? You see that in 1 Samuel 17, verse 32, all the way to 50. Emphasis 43 all the way. David only had a sling, but David knew how powerful it is. So may I have the word. The word is powerful. Where the word of a king is, what is there? Power is there. Power. Let's not play with the word again. Let's not play with the word again. Psalm 119, verse 111. The testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have taken your word as an heritage. That means I see your word as my inheritance. I believe your word as my inheritance. Anything your word say is my inheritance. And they have become the rejoicing of my heart. Somebody say, I hear. Let's look at few spirits that are behind diverse sicknesses and disease. What we are going to be doing in our Sunday service is that we are going to be dealing with spiritual dimensions of healing, health, and wholeness, particularly as we deal with the spirits that are behind them. Quickly, let's touch on the first one here. It's called the spirit of fear. Somebody say the spirit of fear. Job said in Job chapter 3 and verse 24. And 25. Emphasis verse 25. He said, for the things which I greatly fear has come on me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. Somebody say fear. Fear. Louder you can say fear. Fear. Loudest you can say fear. Fear. Fear makes a victim of anybody. Fear makes a victim of anybody. I'm sure you know that the opposite of faith is fear. You are either in fear or you are in faith. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14 to 15. For as much as then, you children, you are partakers of the flesh and blood. He also partook of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. Please pay attention. Satan used to have it. Past tense. Particularly for those of us who are Gen Zs, you understand English even more than I do. But you don't understand manifestation than I do most of the time. The word can't lie. The Bible says he had. Had means past. Please put that on the screen. Who had? Who had? He had means it's past. Satan does not have the power of death again. Jesus destroyed him. He did not only destroy death, he destroyed him. Say with me, concerning my life, Satan is not in advantage. No. He destroyed him. Meaning, Satan does not have power over you again. But look at the next verse. This is the problem. This is how Satan has power over us. Everybody, let's read it. One, two, go. And deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to the bondage. Fear makes you a bondage. Fear makes you a victim. So beware of your fear. When you see that medical report, refuse to fear. I saw in my Bible, Proverbs 29, verse 25. Look at what it said. Proverbs 29:25. It's on the screen. Fasten it. Let's read together. The fear of a man bringeth a snare, but whosoever trusteth in the Lord shall be saved. Fear makes you a victim. But faith will save you. Therefore, I cast the spirit of fear. I cast the spirit of fear. Listen, fear is not a psychological state. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, please. It's not psychological. It's a spirit. So when you see him coming to you, bind that spirit immediately. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit. It comes by that slimy negative report. It comes by that slimy negative medical report. It comes by that slimy negative news. Beware. Fear is not your friend. It makes you a victim of whatever you fear. Somebody say, I hear. But I see breakthrough coming for you. I see answer coming for you. Number two is the spirit of deformity. Deformity is a spirit. Luke 13, verse 11 to 16. We have another account here. The Bible says, and behold, there was a woman who had the spirit of infirmity. That word infirmity is also deformity. 18 years and bowed together and could not wise lift herself. Can you see that? For 18 years. When Jesus saw her, verse 12, he called out and said to her, woman, thou art loosed from what? Dying. Jesus addressed the spirit that is making her hunched back. This spirit causes all kinds of physical defilement and derailment. Arthritis, paralysis, lameness, and all kinds. Your physical conditions become abnormal. It's a spirit. It's called the spirit of deformity. But in the name of Jesus the Christ. Now remember this story in the book of Acts chapter 3. How many of you remember the paralytic man? Every paralysis, there is a spirit of deformity around it. Behind the physical paralysis is the spirit of deformity. In Acts chapter 3 from verse 1 to 8, we don't have all the time, but fasten your eyes And look at verse 1, verse 2 quickly. He said, and Peter went together in the temple. And a certain man, verse 2, was lame. Is the spirit behind lameness. Is the spirit of deformity. It causes physical discomfort. Lameness. All kinds. There is a spirit behind it. And we must address that spirit from time to time. In his mother's womb, he was carried. Womb they laid daily at the gate. Can you see that? At the temple called Beautiful. Now, quickly, get down to verse 5. He fastened his eyes, looked at them, was expecting. I'm just trying to cut it short. Expecting. Somebody say, I'm expecting. Ask your neighbor, are you expectant today? Verse 6. And Peter said, what did he say? Look on us. I don't have silver. I don't have gold. But such I have, I give it to you in the name of Jesus the Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And what did he do? He walked. Because what? The spirit has been addressed. Therefore, every spirit of deformity. Because there is a name that is above every other name. Philippians 2 verse 9 to 11. And in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. I therefore command that spirit that is on you to let you go right now. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Whatever is making your leg to lock, your arm to lock, something is locked and you cannot move it, I command the power of God in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Quickly, remember I said that God's word is the all-purpose drugs for our healing. So let's touch on this now. How does the Bible, how does the word empower us for dominion? How does the word empower us for dominion? Thank you, Jesus. Particularly dominion over sickness and disease. Number one, the word is the balm in Gilead. And Jesus Christ is the great physician. Jeremiah 8, 20 to 22. I read that at earlier time. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word. The word healed them. And the word did what? Delivered them. Jesus is the great physician. Somebody say, I hear. Matthew 9, 12 to 13. Is the great physician. Jesus is not a specialist. Jesus is a generalist. He can take care of anything. All manners of sickness. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about healing all, not some, all that were oppressed of the devil. Can you see that? There's a devil behind it. He took care of the devil and took care of the consequences and the conditions. Jesus is still very much alive today. Somebody say, I hear. Louder you can, say, I hear. Number two, the light of God's word. When it breaks forth, our health also springs forth speedily. Isaiah 58 and verse 8. Then shall your light break forth in the morning, and your health will also join. Isaiah 58 and verse 8. Your light breaks forth in the morning, and your health shall also spring forth. So the Bible connects your health with light. What is light? Psalm 119, verse 130. Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of thy word gives what? So until the word enters you, light cannot come. The challenge with most Christians and church people is that the word does not enter them. It doesn't. The word does not. The entrance of the word, not the reading of the word. The entrance of the word. If you don't take the tablet pill inside your mouth and swallow it, it can't work inside your body. True of us. It's the same way with the word. The word has to enter your spirit. Kamana kapara tokose. Sholemando bredegia balabaya. In 2009, a man was driving in a part in Nigeria. Some of us will know it. For those who are Nigerian, it's called Lokoja. And then he became a bit drowsy and stayed by a filling station so that he can rest. But something happened while he was resting. There was an accident. And a massive lorry somehow came out of the roadside, came into that gas station. Everything fell, just pandemonium everywhere. Rested in the car. This happened around 3 a.m. It was a testimony that was very well known. In fact, the man came to Kenyaland at a point in 2009. I remember that time and came to share it. What happened? And before you know it, by the time the paramedics got there, at some time, he was declared dead on the spot. The man died on the spot. But guess what? While he was in the car, he was listening to the word. And it was Bishop Dewedepo that was preaching in one of those breakthrough services. Are you hearing what I'm saying? According to his testimony, when he came to share it, in one of those lines, he just had in the spirit world. But that was what the tape was saying. The entrance of the word. He was hearing it. And in one of those words, God's servant was saying that yes, champions can be challenged. But wake up. You can deal with it. As he had the word wake up, before you know it, that was mortuary. And he got back to life. In the spirit world, he had what? Wake up. Do you know why? Your spirit do not sleep. It's your body that sleeps. They enter. Listen, the word does not enter your body. Your spirit. His spirit. Revelation 1 verse 10. I was in the spirit and I had. The challenge with people in church are religious. We are not in the spirit. We are too much in the flesh. If as I'm preaching now, somebody is doing analysis. Oh, he didn't say that very well. That's not the way to say it. At least he should even put some example. If you can preach, come on. Too much of analysis. Somebody is even doing ChatGPT now. He's Googling it. We will ask ChatGPT, sinners who stood there and didn't scientifically forget, and then they'll be using it to answer the Bible, which is more spiritual. A carnal man cannot receive anything from God. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 14. A carnal man. That's the reason why it looks like it's not working. Too many people in church, they are too carnal, too natural. Are you sure he still heals today? Are you sure he still... What? If he's not healing today, I shouldn't be here. I'm telling you the truth. I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be here. I'm an evidence that the gospel is real. If you don't know any other evidence, see an evidence here. I am an evidence that the gospel is real. May the spirit of the word enter you. I say, may the spirit of the word enter you. As I'm talking right now, may the spirit of the word enter you. How many of you agree with me that when light comes, darkness disappears? Two of us. When light comes and the entrance of the word does what? Give it light. And when light comes, darkness cannot stand. John chapter 1 and verse 5. Therefore, I decree by the light of the word, no darkness will again stand in your life again. Somebody believe God, say a louder amen. I said, somebody believe God, say a louder amen. Someone believe God, say a louder amen. As the word is going, light is being transmitted. If you receive it, you can become it. John 1 verse 12. If you receive it,
you can become it.
If you receive it,
you can become it. I'm sure that testimony is going to be shared in the second service. One of us came here. He said last year, she came to a healing service and she heard Pastor Matthew say, don't settle. Don't settle. And at that period, she and the husband and the rest, she has done been diagnosed to have diabetes and all of that kind. And she has gone into all kinds of medical whatever. But she said for the very first time, something jacked up in her and told her, this is not your report. This is not your report. And she said she became angry. That Satan, no! I refuse this report. My story must change. And she and the husband began to engage. She came here, she shared the testimony. She came here, she was here. We read it, I think sometime last year. And now, a consultant had to call her and say, come off everything. Come off everything. Come off your injection. Come off that. Come off this. Come off. Say, why? He said, our report shows that you are clean. You are clear. Don't use anything again. Normally, we don't say this, but for now, get on, get on. Clean and clear. Because she received the word. She was not questioning the word. She was not arguing with the word. She received the word. Please, I'm begging you, church. Will you receive the word this month? Will you receive what God is saying? Or will you keep making analysis? Will you receive it and get back to the devil and say, Satan, your time over my life and my family is over. It's over. It's over. It's over. And it shall be over. It shall be over. What is in the word that heals? One, the word is medicinal. Somebody say medicinal. Proverbs 4, verse 20 to 22. Let's read that quickly. Proverbs 4, verse 20 to 22. Proverbs 4, verse 20 to 22. My son, attend to my word. Incline your ears to my saying. I'm going to 22, please. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Why? Verse 20, next. It said, for their life. Somebody say life. To those that find them. Now listen. If you are going to find something, what would you do first? You have to do a search. The question is, many are not searching. We search many things in Google, but we don't search the word. Like I said to them yesterday in the double lesson, I said, if you truly want to be healed, why not use AI for the very first time to do good things in your life? Because you have been using it to do many other things. How can I be fine? I cannot do my hair. And everybody will be looking at me. How can I have 1 million likes in one day? You are a thief. Just sit down and tell Google, give me 10 major scriptures of healing and disease, of healing in the Bible. New Testament, Old Testament. Just do that. If at least you can't search, some of us, back to back, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. I was eating that scriptures 13 years, 14 years, 15 years, 16 years. How many years? 4 years. After 4 years, God gave me an assurance in my spirit. And I went to meet my parents. I said, now I know I am healed. Let's go for a check. 4 years. Your own don't have to be my own. Can you see that, sir? To back, because the devil, are you getting me, is a serious man. You must be serious too. Back to back. The books of the month, they are life to them that find it. If you need to find, you have to go and go for a search. He that seeketh, we what? We find. So go for a search. Matthew 7, 8. Go for a search. Settle down. Lord, I want to settle with your word until I find what pertains to me. Somebody say, I hear. I see grace being released. You see, this is where the responsibility comes. This is where the major challenge comes. Pastor, lay hand and let me just be healed. I'm not saying it doesn't happen that way. it happens. But most of the time, most healing are not sustained. Because even the people who got healed, they didn't know how they got it. The devil will not bring sickness my way now. He's a bastard. He came late. I know how I got my healing. I know how to keep it. You want to stay healed? You have to keep feeding on the word. Feed. Feed on the word that heals. Not on those medical reports. You are doing research on medical reports. Do research on the good report. Hallelujah. It's medicinal. Somebody says medicinal. God's word is surgical. That's number two. John 1 from verse 1 to 3. If he cannot cure it, he will do a surgery. Like he did in Genesis 1, 17 to 18. He created man. No oil spillage, no blood spillage, no water spillage. Yet a woman came into full being. Hebrew 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than two-edged sword. Number three, his word is creative. Somebody say creative. Louder, you can say creative. Genesis 1 from verse 1 to 31. He used his word to create. The word still creates today. Number four, the word is prophetic. It's prophetic. Ezekiel 37 verse 1 all the way to 14. And I see the prophetic word answering for you today. Finally, the word quickens our human body. Somebody say, I hear. John 6, 63. The word quickens our human body. He will quicken your human body today. He quickens our human body. He said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The word I speak unto you, they are what? They are spirit and their life. As we get ready to pray in this service, I want to decree that by the word you are hearing, rescue will come for somebody. I say rescue will come for somebody. I say rescue will come for somebody. Hebrew chapter 2 and verse 3. Hebrew chapter 2 and verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Our rescue begins from salvation. Salvation is the passageway for our rescue. That's why you commonly hear that if you are not saved, you are not saved. If you are not saved, you are not saved. If you are not saved, you are not saved. God has a covenant to rescue us from the power of the grave. Somebody say, I hear. Hosea 13 verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. And I will redeem them from death. Will somebody say amen to that? Say, Lord, do it. Louder you can say, Lord, do it. In Psalm 102 verse 19 to 21. Hear what he said. I want to paraphrase. He said, For he that have looked down from the height of his sanctuary from heavens, did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are what? Appointed to death. There is a ransom for you. Do I have a witness in the house? I said there's a ransom for you. I said there's a ransom for you. There's a ransom for you. There's a ransom for you. There is a ransom for you. There is a ransom for you. There is a ransom for you. How do I assess my rescue? A cry of mercy. Through a cry of what? Through a what? Blind Bartimaeus, Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. You can note that down, please. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. 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 We saw that also with the man with the lunatic child in Matthew 17 verse 14 to 18. He also cried for mercy. Christ will never turn his deaf ear to the cry of mercy,
because he will have mercy on us. Matthew 9:27-29. These two blind men cried, "Have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still, said, "I will." Mercy. Somebody say mercy. Somebody say mercy. Louder, you can say, somebody say mercy. Is an ever compassionate God. Is an ever compassionate physician. I saw that in my Bible. In Matthew 9:13. He said, "I will have mercy and not sacrifice. I will have mercy and not sacrifice." In Psalm 86:5. You will like this. Look at what the Bible says. Psalm 86:5. He said, "For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in what? And plenteous in what? And plenteous in what? And plenteous in what?" Ephesians 2:5. This will be a blessing. Ephesians 2:4. This will be a blessing to you. Look at this. Ephesians 2:4. He said, "But God, who is rich in what?" So God is not poor. He's rich in mercy. Every cry of mercy, he will always respond. And look at this scripture as we get ready to pray. Lamentation 3:22-23. Lamentation 3:22-23. "It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed." Because it's what? God will not fail in your life. Verse next. "For they are what? They are what?" That means every day you wake up is mercy anew. Are you catching that now? Are you catching that now? Is mercy a word new? And what we are going to be doing right now, before anything happened, even today, and we shut down, everyone, you will cry for mercy. Because God will not say no to his mercy. Rise up on your feet. Lord, mercy. Mercy. Mercy against judgment. Mercy. Mercy. And what? Mercy. Thank you, Father. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Please help me give Jesus a big hand of praise. The cry of mercy. I want to quickly pray for those who want to surrender to Jesus. If you are not saved, you are not saved. Pastor, pray with me. "I need the mercy of God to forgive my iniquities so that my diseases can be healed. I'm coming. I want to totally surrender to Jesus. I came to church, but I want something better. I need a relationship with Jesus." Please, wherever you are, join us in front. We're going to pray for you right now. You have to take a bold step. Remember, it's not coming to church that changes us. We have to be in touch with Jesus. We have to respond to his call. Please join me in front. We'll pray for you. Church, clap your hands. And let's encourage anybody who wants to say, "Pastor, pray with me. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Christ. I want Jesus to be the Lord and Savior." Please, wherever you are, check yourself. Check your heart. And anywhere you are, I want to plead with you. Please take a bold step. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. Remember, we are saved by his salvation. When we are saved, he rescues us. Anywhere you are, it's not too far. I'm pleading with you. You're a young man, you're a young woman, you're an elderly person. Make today your day of salvation. Again, church, let's celebrate God with a clap, encouraging anyone that wants to come. In the name of Jesus. If you can, everyone will rise up on our feet and we are going to pray. I give you some few moments. And what you are going to pray is just one prayer. Lord, have mercy on me. Have what? Have what? Have what? And rescue me from this challenge. Whatever it may be. You want to go before God. Rescue is not right. Rescue is saying, "I may not know, but I need your mercy." Mercy. Mercy over my life. Mercy over my family. Mercy over my business. Mercy. 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 Keep praying. Mercy. Mercy, Lord. Lerodia kalabarabaya tayaba. Shandolia kalaso sike peredodaya. Langro neketu la kuasiabaya. Prenino kotoka balata. Please go before God. Stand on behalf of yourself and your family. Lord, let your mercy answer for me. Mercy over my family. Mercy in my career. Save me out of this mess. Shanolo do boko sedia. Shenemene kotia bala. Yena morodia balaba. Era negeregeri amana balaba. Mananana manando laba. Emorodia balaba. Lord, I'm not saying I'm right. Mercy over my children, over this congregation. Mercy. Mercy. It's of your mercy we are not consumed. It's of your mercy. This month, have mercy upon everyone. Come through. Rescue for each and everyone. In the name of Jesus. Shanele kotoko porodiya baya. Tanana nama sete la baya. Kandorodiya kataya. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Place your hand upon yourself. I decree God's mercy over your life, over your family, over your children, over your career, over everything that pertains to you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. By his mercy, come out of that mess. By his mercy, come out of that pit. By his mercy, come out of that sickness. By his mercy, come out of that disease. By his mercy, come out of that captivity. In the name of Jesus. He said, our soul have escaped out of the snare of the fowler. We have escaped. I decree by the power of God, you have escaped. Your family have escaped. Your children have escaped. Your career has escaped. I decree your rescue. Rescue from sickness. Rescue from death. Rescue from pain. Rescue from the pit. Receive it in the name of Jesus. What was meant to be your shame, God will turn into joy. What was meant to be for your downfall, God will turn it to your uplift. Receive it in the name of Jesus. This month, mercy we answer for you. This month, mercy we answer for you. This month of August, mercy we answer for you. You will not see any shame again. You will not die in that pit. You won't die in that sickness. I decree the power of God goes into your body. You are free this morning. You are loose this morning. You are delivered this morning. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Be free from the spirit of fear. Be free from the spirit of deformity. Every spirit of infirmity upon your life, be loosed in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Receive your miracles. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive your testimony. Receive your miracles. Receive your breakthroughs. Receive your testimony. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. I said, and so shall it be. By the mercy of God, you shall not be consumed. This month you will testify. This week 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 you will testify. This month you will testify. Everyone appointed to death, you are rescued from that spirit of death. You shall not die. You will live.
to declare the works of the Lord, that your family member will not die. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.